The Kingdom Radio. www.thekingdomradio.com. Your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. Welcome to the Prophets. Do you want to know what's coming next? Find out what God is doing. We will be hearing what God is saying in this season. Now, your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for tuning in on TikTok today. Thank you for tuning in on our podcast, our radio broadcast today at The Kingdom Radio. You can download it on Google Play or the Apple Store, or you can also listen to our podcast, download it on our podcast at thekingdomradio.com. All right, guys, we're going to get into the Word right quick, guys. We're going to ask God to come in. Father, we just praise you today, Lord. We glorify you. We've prepped the table today. And Lord, I just pray, God, that your people get an understanding. God, the understanding is perfect in all its ways. The understanding is perfect in all its ways. So, Father, Lord, I just pray today, God, that you give us an understanding of what's going on in this season. Lord, we're not really realizing the seasons that we're in. So, give us an understanding, Lord. Give us an understanding. In Philippians chapter 4, 7 says, and we're going to go Philippians chapter 4. We're going to go right there, and we're going to show you what we really realize, we don't realize, is we've been studying on the seven spirits of God. This is the series we own, seven spirits of God. We've went through, I'm going to tell you the ones we went through. We went through the those who are new on TikTok of what we're studying on. We went through the fear of the Lord, the might, and now we're on the understanding. The next, we're going to be on the Lord, and then we're going to be on the wisdom, and then we're going to be on the counsel and knowledge. Okay, but today, we're on the understanding. We got to get an understanding what God is doing in this season. We have to get an understanding. The audio is choppy. I'm sorry, Christina Hill. Is it really choppy, sister? It's really choppy. Okay, I'll unplug this then. Is that better now? If that's really choppy. We'll just unplug that. If the noise is better, let me know. Anyways, guys, if you're tuning in here on TikTok, we're on live here on the radio too, so bear with us. But we're in Philippians chapter 4, 7 says, and the peace of God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So finally, what he says in verse 8 really determines what you understand in verse 7, in Philippians chapter 4, 7. Now, we're studying on the seven spirits of God. I'm going to tell you what they are. Number one, the fear of the Lord. That's one. Number two, the spirit of might. Number three, the spirit of understanding. And number four, the Lord. Number five is the wisdom of God. Number six is the counsel of God. Number seven is the knowledge of God. We are studying on the seven spirits of God, which this is getting really good because now today we're on the third spirit of God. We're on the spirit of God of understanding. Okay? So understanding is very powerful. God will give you understanding. But we're in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. It says, in the peace of God, which passes all understanding. I'm going to stop right there because I want you to get this. It says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding. See, when you have a peace about something, you'll get the understanding because peace passes understanding. Watch this. You got to get this. Peace that passes understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. If the peace of God, which passes all understanding, see, sometimes you just got to have a peace about something. Sometimes you just have to have a peace about something. You ever just went through your day and you've been praying about stuff, you can't understand stuff, but you feel a peace about it? That's why the Bible says the peace of God which passes all understanding. You don't have to understand it. You just got to find a peace about it. See, the peace of God which passes deep, whose heart? Your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. When you got a peace about something, God is keeping your mind off of these things. So the understanding is the peace. You might not understand it, but as long as you got a peace about it, you don't have to understand it. But we're talking on the spirit of understanding today. That's one of the spirits of God, the understanding. And here's what we don't realize is the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He says, finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, therefore, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. I'm going to read that one more time. Verse 8 says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these what? Things. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Auto? I'm not sure. I tried to fix the auto a while ago. It was fixed, I thought. But we're talking about the understanding that God has. He has an understanding that you got to realize. He has an understanding, guys. He has an understanding. Remember, though, the understanding, peace passes it. If peace passes understanding, that means the peace of God is above understanding. See, sometimes you don't understand things. You don't have to. All you got to do is find the peace about it. As long as you find a peace about it, you find a understanding about it. See what I'm saying? So the understanding is what we need, but the peace is what we need more than understanding. Because he said, in the peace of God, which passes. When something passes something, that means it's ahead of it. It passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now let's go on to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1:9. Galatians chapter 1:9. It's in the New Testament. It's in the New Testament. We're studying on the seven spirits of God, folks. The seven spirits of God. The seven spirits. There are seven spirits of God. In Revelation, it talks about the seven spirits of God. Watch this, guys. Watch this. In Galatians 1:9 says, "For this cause we also, since the day we have heard it, but cease to pray for you and to desire that you may be filled with the knowledge of the will and all the wisdom and spiritual understanding." I'm going to read that one more time to you guys, okay? Here we go. "For the cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you may be filled with knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding." I'm going to read that one slow. "In all wisdom and spiritual understanding." What is that word understanding right there? What do we get? Let's see. Mark 12:33 says, "For the love to love him with all your heart, with all the heart and with all the understanding and with thy soul and with thy strength, to love him as your neighbor as yourself, himself. Otherwise, you can't determine how much you love someone if you don't determine how much you understand someone." What I'm saying, guys, is this. How can you love God and you don't understand who he is? My God, come on. You got to get this today. You got to get this. You have to get this in your spirit. How do you love someone? And that's what he's talking about here in Mark 12:33. He says, "And to love him with all your heart and with all the understanding." How can you love the Lord with all your heart when you don't have an understanding of him? See, if you're going to love me, you got to understand me. Come on, guys. I know y'all jumping in and out of here on TikTok, but I'm going to tell you something. If you can get this, you can grow farther in the Lord than you ever been in your life. Because how in the world are you going to love me when you don't understand me? See, I can't truly love you till I find out and understand you. That's exactly the same my wife. When I first met her, I didn't understand her too well. I didn't understand her too well. But the more I understood her, it's the more I loved her. Come on. I fell in love with her because I began to, and that's why the Bible says the peace of God that passes understanding. See, God is peace. When we get to know God instead of the understanding, then we'll understand God. See, he wants you to seek first the kingdom. Quit questioning God about your circumstances. Quit questioning God why you're going through this and going through that. You're going through that because you lack understanding. But you know what? You need to understand the one that's getting you go through it, which is God. If you don't have the understanding, what good is the love? See, that's why I said the peace of God. Listen to this. Philippians 4:7 says, "The peace of God that passes understanding." See, you got to know God before you get the understanding. If you don't know God, you don't know the understanding. My God, this is good. I'm telling you guys, this is going to be on a podcast. You can go thekingdomradio.com, thekingdomradio.com. You can go back and listen to this episode back on the King. You can download this. I'm telling you, this is good. This is good stuff that's going to make you grow in the Lord. We're talking about the seven spirits of God. The seven spirits of God. And we're talking on the spirit of understanding today. If we don't know God, we don't have understanding. That's what Philippians 4 says, "In the peace of God, which passes understanding." You will not have no understanding if you don't know God. That's why King Solomon said, watch this. That's why King Solomon says, "Lord, give me discernment between good and evil." What was King Solomon asking for in the day of David? Listen, David's son, King Solomon, that was David's son. What was he asking for? He was asking to know God. Come on, somebody. See, the problem in the garden was they never asked God to know him. They didn't. They didn't ask God, Lord, I want you to give us the knowledge between good and evil. Otherwise, God, we want to get to know you. That way we won't get deceived. Come on. You got to get some of this today. You got to get some of this today. You got to know God, know his peace, and know who he is to get the understanding. You got to ask God, Lord, teach me about you. Who are you? And that's why Jesus walks up to him. Watch this. This is good stuff. And if you're getting this today, you're getting pure gold. That's why God come up to them. Jesus come up to them. He said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. See, the problem with the people is we want to get in God's word to get a message, but we don't want to get in God's word just because we want to know him. See, the key to everything is to get to know him. And the more you get to know him, you'll have the understanding. My God, that's why Philippians chapter 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. My God, I feel the anointing today. I feel the anointing on here today that God is giving us an understanding, bless God. He's given us an understanding that's unreachable, unteachable. Come on. We don't understand who God is, but the more we understand who he is, praise God, we'll have that peace, but we'll also have the understanding. That's why he said the peace of God which passes. See, the peace of God passes understanding. You're not going to have understanding if you don't got him. If you don't know the Lord today, right now, if you don't know him, how you get to know him? You get in his word. You get in his word and you see how he did the Israelites. You see where God delivered the Israelites. You see what time and frame we're in because we're in a judgment season. And I'm not going to get into all that right now. But we're in a judgment season because the children of Israel had sinned before the Lord. And you'll see how God used a judgment to bring people into blessing. See, if you don't understand how God works, then you're not going to have the love and the peace of God if you don't understand what he's doing right now. My God, this is awesome, guys. This is awesome. You know, it's awesome because it's not that I got a big crowd of people on TikTok or on this radio station. It's just I got a big crowd of people in this room that I cannot see. I got, hallelujah. I got a big crowd of people in this room that I cannot see. Hallelujah. Who am I talking about? Be unaware that you entertain angels unaware. Come on. You got to understand something. I got an audience today right here with me on this radio station and on this TikTok or this podcast and everything. God is saying today, I'm telling you, I'm giving you an audience. Hallelujah. They sitting here with you. Glory to God. People preach for number. My God. You know, it's, I feel the anointing, guys. I get excited when I feel the anointing. Hallelujah. Let's carry on with this. In Galatians chapter 1, watch this, guys. Watch this. In Galatians chapter 1, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, did not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge and in his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now watch this. The knowledge of his will and all his wisdom and spiritual understanding. Ain't that something? So what is God saying today? If you want understanding, figure me out first. See, you're not going to get the understanding if you don't figure out him. See, it revolves. You got to understand all these seven spirits of the seven spirits of God, all these spirits says the Lord. He's in the center of all three of these. He's in the center of all three of these. Guys, hold on just a second. All right, guys. I'm back. All right, let's go with this study. Look here. These are the seven spirits of God. I don't know if y'all can see that here on TikTok, but these are the seven spirits of God. But the Spirit of the Lord is right here. These are the candlesticks was in Revelation. This is the Star of David, and these are the seven candlesticks in Exodus. All right, check this out, guys. These are seven. We're on the understand. We are on the fear of the Lord. We done studied that, and now we're on the other golden candlestick. It's the spirit of might, not by might nor by power, Zechariah chapter 4, okay? And now we're on this. Now we're on this, guys. Watch this. We're on the spirit of understanding. And right by that spirit of understanding, if you can see that, is the spirit of the Lord right down the middle of the candlestick. Now, this candlestick right here is in Revelation. It's built just like this in the book of Exodus. It's built just like this, if you can see that. This is a candlestick that was in Revelation. Candlestick that they saw a vision of, but also a candlestick in Exodus that they built, and God gave them directions how to build this candlestick. So these are the seven churches of Laodicea in Revelation, okay? And this is what they saw, the seven candlesticks. So I wanted to share that with you guys. I wanted to share that with you guys because you got to understand something. God is about to do something that's about to blow your mind. God is about to do something that's about to blow your mind. And I think in this season, what God is mostly focused on is not, I want to be seen, or a lot of these ministries that I connect with, a lot of times, all they do is want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want to be seen. They don't want to follow nobody. They don't want to do nothing for nobody else's ministry. They want everybody to do something for their ministry. But here's the ball kicker. Here's the ball kicker. It ain't about that either, okay? It's not about whose ministry is bigger than the other, who can help. I don't know, sister. It says I got a good connection. I don't know. But you can go back to the thing, and listen later. But anyways, it says in Revelation that the point that God is trying to make here today, the point God's trying to make here today, is the point is you got to get to know him. You got to get to know him. You must know him. And that's what God is saying today. You must know him before any. It's not that we don't understand God. We don't understand how God works, how God moves, this president election. We don't understand what God's doing. But see, I do. I do understand what God is doing in this season. See, because I have the understanding. Why do I have the understanding? Because I got God. Because I know how he is. See, to get the understanding of God, you got to know how he works. See, you'll never understand what God is doing if you don't know him. And see, that's what Jesus said to them, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. I never knew you. See what I'm saying? So, here's the thing, guys. We need to finally realize this. It's not about where I can minister or where I can connect to or who I can connect to or how many people can I connect to. It's not about that. What it's about is how much do I want to know him? And see, that's the point, guys. We want to be showboats. We want to be heard. Everybody wants to grab the mic. Everybody wants to read their Bible to get a message. I don't, because me, I want to get to know him. We're so busy doing ministry that we totally forget about explaining who he is. You got to understand something, guys. People come and go. People want to hear what they want to hear. People want to do what they want to do. They don't want to commit to God. They want to take the easy road out all the time. They don't want to commit to nothing. I mean, come on. We don't understand that God is calling us to know him. And that's how we get this understanding that we're talking about today, the spirit of understanding. The spirit of understanding, guys. And let's go to Matthew 7:12. It says, therefore, in all these things, whatsoever things that you would do, you should do to man and do unto them, for this is the law of the prophets. Watch this, guys. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that man would do to you, do you even to them, for this is the law and the prophets. What is he saying there? What is he saying there? Don't do it to me if you don't want to do it to you. If you don't want it done to you, then don't do it to me. There's an understanding. That's the golden rule. And watch this, guys. Watch this. Have you really heard Jesus? Watch this, guys. I'm giving you an understanding day, and that's what we're talking on, the spirit of understanding. We're studying on the seven spirits of God. No man, when he has lit a candle, cover it with a vessel, or put it under a bed, or set it on a candlestick. And that's what we talked about a while ago. Remember this candlestick right here? These are candlesticks. God wants you to shine your light. That's one thing he wants you to do. That which you enter may see the light. See, you got to let your light so shine before man. I said, you got to let your light so shine before man, folks. You got to let your light so shine before man. So, praise God, praise God. Watch this, guys. I'm going to give you something here. Jeremiah 29:11. You ready? I'm giving you some understanding today. Jeremiah 29:11 said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace. See, God wants us to live in peace, and that's why Philippians 4:7 said, in the peace of God. See, God wants us to be in peace. And he says, for I know the plans, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil. See, this thing that's going on in the White House, this is not of God. Listen, God was not planned for a president to come in there and destroy this country. And listen, he's destroyed it ever since he got in office. You think that God will? No, because he said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, the thoughts of peace and not evil, and to give you an expecting end. What is that talk? What is that saying? Expecting end. That means God wants you to finish well. God wants you to finish well. Watch this, guys. I'm going to go on here. I'm going to give you some understanding. I'm going to give you some understanding. Understanding, understanding, understanding. Watch this, guys. Watch this. And you shall seek me and you will find me. And when you shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will get greater, gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, saith the Lord. I will bring you again into the place where I have caused you and carried you, be carried away captive. What is he saying? He's telling us today, listen, he said, when you shall seek me and find me, and you shall search for me with all of your what? Heart. You want understanding? Run after him. Quit running after your ministry. Quit running after things like that. It's all about him. Run after him. Quit running after things. Quit running after a ministry. Oh, I want ministry. I want ministry. I got to have my ministry out there. I got to have my ministry. You ain't got to have your ministry. You got to have God. You don't have to have these things. You know, I'm dissatisfied where I'm at. I'm doing what God's telling me to do. Listen, if God tells me to expand this thing, I'm going to expand it. If he tells me just sit here and preach to somebody, I'm going to do it. Why? Because I'm not after number. I'm not after popularity. I'm not after people. Oh, Brother Jason. I see so many ministries do that, and I don't even want to fool with them. Look, if you can't grow your own ministry, I can't help you. If you can't get out there and grow your own ministry, then I can't help you and God can't help you either, because you got to learn to connect to him, baby. You got to learn to connect to him and not me. My God, my God. Understanding a promise is given to you. God is telling us to seek him and he may be found. You know why? You know why God don't have no home? Let me understand. The Bible declares that the earth is his footstool, and heaven is his throne. But he said, "Who can make me a house?" That's why King Solomon built him a temple so he can come down here and dwell. You know why God never built him a house? I'm gonna tell you why. He's got a secret place. Yes, he does. But it never declares, not that I found that God has a house. I may be wrong. I'm going to search the scriptures. But nowhere in scriptures that I found yet that I've seen God have a house. You know why? Because he said, me and my son are going to take a board with you. Otherwise, he wants to move in with you. But he wants you to seek him with all of your heart. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness. Listen, you got to seek his kingdom. You got to seek him. Quit seeking these things, houses and cars, and trying to figure out this, and trying to figure out that, and trying to figure out this. Listen, you'll never figure it out. Why? Because till you get him, you will figure it out, and you'll gain that understanding of your whole life and why things are happening the way they are. My God, my God. I'm telling you, we need to get the understanding of God. But to get the understanding of God, we need to chase after him. We need to chase after the kingdom. How do we do that? Get in his word. Learn how he dealt with the prophets back in the old. Oh, but God's not mean. Really? Let me tell you something about God. God, back in the Old Testament, you come against one of his prophets, you would die. You understand what I'm saying? You would die and fall over. The Bible says they fell at their feet. God delivered them over the lions. It said the Bible says that he hardened Pharaoh's heart. God was a warrior. He's not a weakling. Like most people think, oh, God's loving, he's caring. Yes, he is. He's all of that. But he's also judgment and righteousness. And he's also judging. He's also a man of war. David said, Lord, you're a man of war. He don't like injustice either. He gets angry. But he sins not. His anger is slow. He does get angry, guys. He gets angry at a good cause. You need to learn who God is, and then you need to read the New Testament and learn who Jesus is. Jesus had more mercy than God. Do you understand that? Jesus had more mercy than God did. Abraham had more mercy. Noah had more mercy than God. The Bible said Noah found mercy in God's eyes. He found grace in God's eyes. He's the one that found it. God didn't find it. He did. See, he found the grace. The Bible says Noah found grace in God's eyes. That's why that he built the ark. That's why he allowed Moses, because Noah found the grace in his eyes. So he granted, when he found that in God, he granted him access to save his whole family. Ain't that wonderful? My God. See, when you seek God, when you seek God with all of your heart, when you seek him daily, when you just say, Lord, I want to get to know you more. I want to get in your Bible. I want to get in your word. I want to get in these things. My God, my God. Watch this, guys. Watch this. Last one. We'll go. Last one, guys. Last one. Today, the last one. All right, let's go to Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct whose path? Your path. Acknowledge him, guys. And watch this, guys. Watch this. I'm going to read this to you, too. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and thy first fruit of thy increase, and thy barns shall be made plenty, and thy press shall be burst out with new wine. Come on. We're getting some understanding who God is. God likes for you to honor him with your finances. Come on. If you want to sow a seed, you can do it right now. You're on here on TikTok or wherever you're at. Listen, you're listening to my podcast or you're listening to the radio station, wherever you at, you can sow right now and honor him. Don't honor me, honor him. I'm preaching for him. I'm sending his message out. I'm going to tell you something else. Verse 11 right here, Proverbs 3, verse 11. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. Does God correct you? Oh, yeah. I can go on and on about this understanding of God today. See, that's what we said in Philippians 4, 7. It says the peace of God that passes understanding. You got to know God to have understanding. A lot of people don't understand who God is. Well, if you get to read the scriptures, who was God to David? I want you to study this. I want to challenge you, wherever you're hearing this from. I want you to say, where do we get this? Where did David, watch this, guys, learn who God was to David? I'm telling you, King David had a key. He had a key. You'll find that a lot. Who was God to King David? Who was God to Samson called Peter? Who was God to Paul? Who was God when Abraham, the God of Abraham? Who was the God of Jacob? Who was the God of Isaac? Learn these people and learn who God was, and then you will learn God. You understand what I'm saying? You will learn God when you learn who the people that serve God in the Bible. That's who you need to read about. You need to learn how God, what was the God of David? I want to learn the life that he lived, King David. I want to learn the life of Abraham lived. I want to learn these life. I want to get to know you, Lord. I want to study about Paul, how he wrote 90% of the New Testament, and why did he? Who was God to Paul? Who was God? Who was God to Isaac? Who was God to Jacob? Who was God? Who was God? So when we want the understanding of God, we got to get who God was to these people. That's why the Bible has been left for us, guys, to let us know if God did it for Isaac, if God did it for Jacob, come on, somebody, if God did it for King David, if God did it for Isaac and Jacob, and if God did it for them and did it for Paul, if God did it for them, guess what? God's going to do it for you. But the only thing is, you don't understand what he done from them because you don't read your Bible. You don't read your Bible. I said, you don't read your Bible. You don't read your Bible. You got to understand, you got to read your word. You must read your word to understand God. You got to read your word. Guys, so many people, I don't understand so many people. I don't understand so many people. I don't understand them. They're they are at a standstill. They're at a standstill. And we don't understand why they're at a standstill with God, because number one, they're not chasing after God. They're chasing after everything but God. They're chasing everything but God. Everything but God. All righty, guys, listen, that's all I have today. That's all I have here today. Sorry, guys, but I really, really, really hate to say this, but we got to understand something. God is doing extraordinary things, okay? God is doing extraordinary things. Anyways, guys, we really appreciate y'all coming on here. Hope you share the podcast. Thank you guys for being with us on TikTok today. Thank you, guys. Thank you. And listen, guys, on TikTok, if you want to get a T-shirt, you can go to our links up at the top. You can get a T-shirt like this, the Kingdom Radio. You can listen to our radio 24/7, okay? 24/7, okay? Anyways, and then if you want to give a donation today, you can go on there as well. You can go on our podcast to it, thekingdomradio.com, thekingdomradio.com. You can go to our podcast and all that stuff. But anyways, guys, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much. God bless everyone. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Kingdom Radio, www.thekingdomradio.com, or you can download it, listen to live services on Google Play, The Kingdom Radio, or on Apple. Thank you for tuning in.